to A Drummer's Guide To, the podcast all about the things that it takes to be a professional musician, aside from actually playing your instrument. So today I'm kind of mixing it up a little bit, because the way that I usually do these podcasts basically is that I will rock up in the studio and I will look, I've got a long list of topics that I'd like to cover, or things that have happened that have inspired me, and whichever topic kind of resonates with me on that day, I kind of delve into it properly. You know, I try to put together some sort of cohesive sort of list of things that I'd like to cover to try and make it engaging or educational or whatever. However, this week, and today specifically, today is Thursday, and this will be coming out on Saturday, I was like, right, I'm just gonna knuckle down, I'm gonna sit down, let's see what speaks to me. And there are a couple of things that kind of stood out, but I started fleshing them out and I was like, it just doesn't feel quite right. And I have a real thing about it feeling right, because I want to give everything I can to you guys, basically. But nothing was really jiving with me. I keep using this word, jiving. It's very old school, but I'm kind of into it. So I thought, okay, because a few sort of subjects have popped up in conversation and stuff with people over the past week or couple of weeks, instead what I thought I'd do is just kind of run through a few things that have crossed my mind, a few musings, if you like. So this is just going to be an episode of recent musings that I have had, conversations that I've had, and I thought might be, I don't know, beneficial just to kind of like talk it out. And by talk it out, I mean talk it out with myself, and then you can listen and hopefully there'll be some sort of value in that for you. So as I say, nothing was really resonating with me this week, like not enough to do a full episode on it. Like there's bits and I'm like, yeah, like I definitely want to delve into that, but I couldn't. It's about, for me, it's kind of about connecting the dots and just, like I say, making it somewhat coherent, which I know may come as a surprise because it often it's me just rambling on. But yeah, this week's just been very ugh. And I don't know, so when was it that I felt like this most? I think it was on Tuesday, where I was just like, oh, I'm just exhausted. I thought maybe I'm fighting something off, like a bug or something. Maybe I'm really tired. There's been some stuff going on in my personal life that have been quite taxing. So it's kind of like, oh, maybe it's all just coming to a head. Anyway, I went to a boxing class on Tuesday. If you don't know already, I started boxing about 3 months ago, and I adore it. I am I'm not obsessed with it in terms of like I don't want to be a boxer, but I'm obsessed with the environment, the fitness that I get from it, the fun that I'm having. It's so much fun. So I'm spending quite a lot of time doing boxing. Anyway, I rocked up to the gym this week on Tuesday, and I really had sort of forced myself in, because it was the first time that I contemplated not going in 3 months. That's how bad I was feeling. But I forced myself. I was like, no, it's the right thing. I know that I'll feel better after I do it. But anyway, I got there, and basically every person I spoke to was like, bah. And I was like, oh, okay, it's not just me then. All right, that's interesting. So I have this theory, basically, that obviously the weather affects people, but I think there's something about air pressure affecting most people. So yeah, it's something that I've thought for a while, but I just, when I went in, I was like, oh, and I had this weird moment of like, well, we're all feeling like this, so it's kind of fine. And there's something really, I don't really know what it means, but there is definitely something about when you feel like you're not the only one, and it makes it, for me, easier to accept. Because I think if you're feeling pretty rubbish and you're around people who are really high energy, feeling great, all of that, I mean, it's amazing. You love seeing it. But sometimes it's like, oh, I'm really aware of how not like that I'm feeling, how lacking in energy I am. But when I got to the gym and it seemed like everyone I spoke to was in a similar spot, it was like, okay, we're all in this together. And weirdly, that in itself gave me energy. It was really strange. It was like, okay, well, let's all try and make the best of this. So I don't know. It was just an interesting observation, if you like. I think it's interesting. You may not. And I apologize if this is incredibly rambly and dull for you. But anyway, another interesting subject that I was thinking about this week as well. So I went, I did an interview with a wonderful drummer, wonderful human called Nate Williams. So if you want to check out his podcast, it's basically him interviewing his mates, basically, that are all sort of like working musicians. It's a really cool podcast. He's a really cool dude, great drummer. Great feel, like unbelievable. So we sort of, it's funny, we run in the same circles in the London kind of music scene, but we've never actually met, which is, I mean, I say it's rare for drummers. It's not. I've met, I know so many drummers and you know, but he's just one of the ones that I have never really crossed paths with. So anyway, we're now friends. Hey Nate, if you're listening, we're friends now, whether you like it or not. But one of the things we were talking about that I thought was so interesting, and is something that I've been thinking about for a while as well, again, I can't really articulate it in an episode format yet, but I will, and that's this idea of identity. And it's something actually that I'm learning a lot about in my psychology degree. So if you didn't know, I started doing a psychology degree like 3 years ago, so it's a part-time degree, so it's a six-year thing, and part of it is about sort of what you identify as in various parts of your life, you know, whether that's a gender identity, whether that's identifying as like, I don't know, a sister, a brother, a mother, a son, whatever, or in the case of me, it just really occurred to me that there was a real shift when I started playing drums. I was someone that played drums, versus at one point there was a shift where I was a drummer. And I find that really interesting because I do distinctly remember when I started out, I was like, I want to be a drummer. I want to be a drummer. And I never felt like I was a drummer until something happened. I can't remember what that catalyst was, but I remember that being like the goal. The goal was to identify as a drummer and to legitimately tell people, I'm a drummer. And like I said, I think it was fairly late on. It was kind of only once I was working, I think, that working, but like earning money, not fully supporting myself. So that didn't happen until I was like 20, I don't think, but probably around the 17 kind of age, when I was, like I said, I was out gigging, earning money, I would be able to say like, hi, I'm a drummer. And I think that's really interesting. And it's interesting in that, well, it's interesting. And I also find it quite scary, if I'm honest, because I identify so much as being a drummer that say I mean, touch wood, this will never happen, but say I lost a limb or, you know, developed a condition where I wasn't able to play anymore. That would be very problematic for me, like, and that is putting it very mildly. So much of my identity is centered around being a drummer. If that was taken away from me, honestly, I don't know what I would do. I'm lucky in that at least because I do things like mentoring and coaching and that, I could kind of pivot into that, because no matter what happens to me physically, I'm still able to like give information to people, help people, do all that sort of stuff. Obviously doing this podcast, I don't identify as a podcaster, which is interesting to me. Like, I absolutely don't. I shouldn't ever talk about myself like this, but I can't help it. I'm just some idiot that does a podcast. I'm some idiot that hits things and gets to share information. That's how I identify in that sort of space. And then there was this other interesting idea that me and Nate spoke about. And that was this idea also about identifying as the drummer for an artist versus a drummer that plays for an artist. So I'll give you an example. So let's say, right, so a recent thing that's happened. So Kim Wilde, right? So I've been playing with Kim since 2018 as a double drummer thing. She decided to get into drummers through a various series of events, which I won't go into because I've spoken about it a few times. And so she had decided, right, for the next album, I'd like to have two drummers, which is great. And I was like, hey, that's awesome. I would love to do that. And the way that I would identify with that is that I would say I'm drumming with Kim Wilde. Now, some people would say I'm Kim Wilde's drummer, and it's such a subtle thing, but to me at least, there's a very stark difference in connotation there, because the way that I choose to identify with who I work with is kind of more transient, and that's with no disrespect to whoever I'm working with. It's just I'm very aware that I am very disposable. It's something that I love about what I do, which probably sounds strange, but I like the transient nature. It makes me really appreciate the time that I do spend with the artists that I do. And it doesn't tie me down. I always say I've got commitment issues when it comes to bands and artists. It's so true. It's who I am. It's just who I am. I like not being, like, feeling like I'm being owned by someone. I'm just like, no, I'm just sort of like kicking about, and you know, I just play with whoever will have me. That's kind of my baseline. But I do know people that identify as X's drummer, and there are problems that I've seen problems that come with that. So for me, for instance, as of this year, I suppose, Kim decided to go back down to one drummer. Now, I knew that that would happen at some point, and it happened this year. And it was just like, oh, okay, like, cool. I had a really fun 4 years with those guys. It was amazing, and I love them so much, so dearly. And it was, oh, it's such a great time. We've had such a laugh. But I move on, because it's just, I know I was just playing with Kim Wilde for a bit. Great, amazing. And there's, I don't know, I find power in that for myself, like, just like, cool, on to the next, just knowing that. But as I say, there's musicians that I know that say I am X's drummer, and then when that inevitably ends, because everything ends somehow, so when that happens, there's more of a kind of crisis that happens. It's like, it's not just that you're losing work, losing the job that you sort of have, is kind of losing a part of who you identify as, and that is a massive thing. It's so much more than just losing work. It's a part of who you are, who you see yourself to be, who you present yourself to others to be. And I'm sure that there's benefits with sort of like identifying as X's drummer, but personally, I hope I don't do that. I'll tell you something interesting that I've just realised. No, actually, no, that's not true. I was about to say, I was like, no, that's not true. I was going to say about the Voice Kids, I don't identify as the Voice Kids drummer. It's just like, oh, I play on the Voice Kids. Like, it's such a subtle difference, but for me, it leaves a bit of kind of wiggle room, if that makes sense. And I suppose in a way, actually, it's protection for me. Like, I struggle with getting too attached to gigs, because I understand that they're so transient. Like, they just, everything changes all the time, and you can't predict. And the thing is, I'm not an artist, and I don't have control. Like I say, I am dispensable, and that's beautiful. I'm sadistic, I'm a bit weird. But anyway, so that was another interesting thing that I've been thinking about for a while, but because I went on Nate's podcast and we explicitly talked about it, I just thought, yeah, I'm really interested by that kind of idea of identity. And it, in the same way, like I said, I've started doing this boxing thing, and I do not want to identify as a boxer. I would like to identify as someone who does boxing because I find it fun and I want to keep it fun, because that's the other thing. There's something for me that becomes more serious when you identify as something. There's almost expectation there. I put pressure on myself as soon as I identify as something. Like, there are certain things that I should be doing if I am a boxer, for instance, if I am a podcaster, for instance, if I am, I don't know, I don't even know, but this way, it's kind of, I'm happy to identify as a drummer. I am a drummer. 100%. I have committed my life to drumming. I have sacrificed so many things. I have got so many wonderful things in my life because of that sacrifice. And I've lived my life through drums, basically, since I was 11 years old. And therefore, being a drummer is part of my DNA. 100%. And as I say, touch wood, it never gets taken away from me. But if it does, I'll make it work. It would struggle. I would need a lot of support and therapy, but I'm sure that I would, I know I'd make it through. I'd probably end up, I'd probably just move into boxing, but no, that probably wouldn't work, because whatever took me away from drumming probably would take me away from boxing a bit too. But anyway, this is how my brain works. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Another thing that I have been musing over the past few weeks is also this idea of the importance of vulnerability and connection with people. This was actually, like, how can I say this? Right, so there's been a lot of stuff going on in my life at the moment. And obviously, I try to be as vulnerable as I physically can be, because I think it's important. And that's via this podcast, that's via my Instagram, that's via my one-on-one interactions with you. And it's because I'm so aware that people are trying to paint a perfect picture of themselves, which is fine. I understand, you know, it's important to some people, it's important to give off a professional kind of presentation of yourself, which I get. I've spent a lot of my life doing that. I've spent a lot of my life to my own personal detriment sometimes. But as I say, more recently, I kind of have been trying to vow to myself just to be more honest and open with people in various things. And these are one-on-one relationships with people as well in my life. And it's super duper interesting. And I had a situation where I had a really rough day a couple of weeks ago. And for some reason, random people from across so many different parts of my life were reaching out to me and saying the kindest things to me, just out of the blue. It was honestly so strange. It was so wonderful. But I realized that a big part of the reason that they probably felt they could do that is because I've always been very open and vulnerable with them. And I just thought that this was really interesting. And it sort of came to my attention even more so. I got an email from Hans Rosenberg. Hello, Hans, if you're listening. And the things that he said on this email were just so inspiring, and just because I was able to be open with him through this podcast, it inspired him to have the confidence to go and do so many other things. And I was like, wow, that's so powerful. And I just think it's really interesting, this idea of being able to be vulnerable with people. And I've really made an effort to be open, more open than I've ever been with people. And can I tell you, my world has opened up in a way that I have never thought possible. Like, just, I'm not being funny, it's so much easier. Just communicating with people on a level that is just so open and honest, and not trying to be perfect, and not trying to sort of like hide the gritty bits. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard, it's difficult, but it's amazing. And you know, if the moments that I am vulnerable, because I get so self-conscious sometimes, and I sort of say stuff and then I go, oh, I shouldn't have said that. They're going to freak out or whatever. Either it's met with, no, like, that's fine. Like, I love that, or, you know, I feel like that too. You know, it's either met with warmth, or if it is met with, oh, that's a bit weird, well, maybe we're not meant to be in each other's orbit all that much. I'm not saying, like, no, off you go, but I'm just saying it's cool, we just don't connect like that. And that's okay, because there'll be other things that maybe we connect on. It isn't, you know, a be-all and end-all. It's just really interesting that the more open that I become, the more people that seem to be being attracted into my life that, God, I really enjoy the company of. I really, really, it's just, yeah, it's really enriched my life in a way that I never thought possible. But again, it was through taking this scary step. And I say step, it hasn't been like a step where I consciously went, I'm going to do this thing. It's been a very gradual process. And I think a big part of that is through my therapy, through my talking therapy. Shout out to my therapist. She is incredible. I love her so much. She has changed my life. It is, oh, love her. So yeah, I just thought this idea of vulnerability and connection is interesting. And I wanted to share another story real quick. This is the last sort of bit. Like I say, this is a bit of a short episode. I think it is, at least. I don't know. I kind of lose time when I do these. But yes, so I heard this story and I just thought it encapsulated sort of the reality of people feeling vulnerable. So I heard this story about this barrister. Is he a barrister? I think so. So he's a barrister, but he's quite high up in UK law, right? And he apparently, no, so a bit of background first of all. So in the UK, when these high up barristers go into courtrooms, they have to wear these wigs. I'm sure that you've seen them on TV shows or whatever. And apparently, I love this story so much. Apparently, he was saying that when you get your wig, when you like qualify in this high end barrister situation, you get this wig and it's bright white and it's made of horsehair. Now, when the more that you sort of like go into court and blah, 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 and the nature of the horsehair, your wig kind of yellows a little bit as you use it more, basically. And this barrister was saying, I can't even remember, was this an interview? I don't know. He was saying that because he's quite high up, he doesn't go into court that much. And he's been practicing a long time. And he said, so basically the sketch is when you go into court and you see someone with a bright white wig, all the people with the more yellowed wigs are going, oh, there's the newbie. And this guy was saying, but because I don't go into court that much, my wig is embarrassingly white and bright. So I get so vulnerable every time I go into court. I get really like, oh gosh, like I swear I'm not a newbie. And I just was listening to this, and after hearing this guy's sort of experience and stuff, I was just like, even someone that is so experienced, has been in their industry for so many years, even they are feeling insecure when they're going into a situation and a realm that they have been in for years. And I just thought, how beautiful is that? How wonderful is that? And I just, you know, look, as someone who is just like, one thing I thought I'd never, like a person that I never thought I would connect with is someone that practices law, because that's a tough one for me in terms of connection. I'm like, I don't know what we have in common. But when I heard them talk about this, I was just like, I actually feel a little bit of a connection to you. And, you know, he's in some, you know, high-end, posh end of the world. Like, his world is not my world, not even slightly. But I was like, wow, but even that, we still have something in common. We both feel vulnerable. And like I say, there was just something so powerful about that. And coupled with all these wonderful messages that I received, this email from Hans, and then this story that I heard, I just was like, that's it. Surely that's it. Is it not? Is that not the thing that connects us all, is kind of that sense of vulnerability? And it doesn't matter how old you are, and what your life experience is and where the realm in which your life exists, we all have insecurities, vulnerabilities, and if we can connect because of those, there's something wonderful about that. But like I say, it's not a fully formed thought yet. I'm sure it will be at some point, and maybe I'll do a whole episode on it. But yeah, I just found it interesting, and I thought maybe it would resonate with you as well. So anyway, those are basically my musings for this week. I'm sorry that I haven't been able to flesh out a full episode, but as you can hear, this is kind of how I do them. This is kind of how I flesh out my episodes. I just explore an idea. I think about the different kind of experiences that I've had, the different stories that I've heard, the different books that I've read. You know me, love to read a good book. Or listen to, I should say. I'm a fan of Audible. Oh, and if you're in the UK, I can't remember the American version of this. I did know it before, but it's not available for me. But if you're in the UK, there's an app called Borrowbox, which is essentially, you have to get hold of a library card, which you can do online, so not a big deal. It's free, all of that. You download this app, and basically it's they have a bunch of ebooks and audiobooks that you can kind of take out of the library, as it were, in inverted commas, but you just download it to your device. So it's kind of like Audible, but for free. And the breadth of books is not as much as Audible, but there are a lot of good books on there. There are a lot. At the moment, I'm listening to this is nothing to do with anything, but I'm listening to Paul Noble's Learning Japanese. It is so good. I basically listen to it when I'm driving to my boxing. I've almost finished his first book of that, so anyone, Nihongo Hanashimasu ka? I am here, chotto, but yeah, I will talk if a little bit if I can. I was going to try and say something half decent, but honestly, I can't, everything's just fallen out of my brain. I can say random things, but yeah, anyway, what was I saying? Yes, this is an insight into how I get together my episodes, and as I say, I think all of these subjects will be fleshed out at some point, but it's just nothing quite hit right this week for me, so I just thought I'd be honest about that and just take you where my brain has been for the past week or so. And as I say, I hope that that's resonated with you. I'm kind of accepting that about myself. Like, I don't need to be, I mean, I was gonna say, I don't need to be putting out a perfect episode every week. Let's face it, none of my episodes are perfect ever. It's just a lot of rambling and a lot of stream of consciousness and a lot of like, oh, I never thought about that. But hey, I enjoy it. And I don't know, I get nice messages from people that say that they also enjoy it. So as long as it's resonating with one person, I feel like I'm winning in life, honestly. My whole thing is I just want us to feel connected. I never want you to feel alone. I've felt very alone a lot in my life, and I don't want anyone else to feel like that. So if this can do that for you, then I am happy. I think that's becoming my life's goal. But anyway, right, I'm going to love you and leave you now. I'm going to edit this episode and I'm going to put it up because, yeah, this is very late in the week for me to be recording. But yes, anyway, I hope that you are having or have had a lovely week. I hope you're having a lovely day. And if you would like to like, share and subscribe, I would really appreciate it. It would be awesome. And if you want to go the extra mile, you now can in supporting this podcast by going to Patreon. So patreon.com/EmilyDrums. That's patreon.com/EmilyDrums, and you'll get early access to episodes. Also, I will be doing a Christmas Zoom hang with my Patreon members. So if you want to get in on that, then do sign up ASAP, basically. I don't know what we're going to do yet. Maybe just sit and chat for an hour or so. But yes, anyway, I hope you're well, and I will see you next week, hopefully for another actual subject and not me just going, I don't know what to talk about this week. But anyway, sending you lots and lots of love, and I'll speak to you soon. All right, see you later. Bye.